With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From AT&T Sports, Major League Catcher, our man, he's always so great with the opinions, Michael McHenry. Michael, good morning to you. How's everything?
How we doing, fam? It's good to talk to you again. I've missed you.
We're great. Okay, Michael McHenry is on the field. The situation that happened yesterday happened. How loudly are you yelling at Will Craig to go back to first base and just step on first base?
You know, after he did, I want to say I would say go back and step on first base, but I don't think he would hear me from home plate. But once he got close, I think I would have just tackled Baez. I don't know any other solution there, because you could tell Will Craig was intent. He didn't – maybe he just completely lost focus. But he's intent getting him back to home plate for some reason instead of just tagging him. He was already moving that direction, but it was a mind-blowing play. It's something he'll never forget. Hopefully he can laugh about it in, you know, 4 or 5 years. I know it's going to take a little time because it's everywhere right now, but, you know, it's just...
People are saying to tag him, though.
Year, I guess. It's so tough.
People are saying to tag him. If he tags him, though, and the run's across, the run's good. So you don't even want to tag him. You want to go ahead and get the turn around and get the force out at first, right?
Correct. I mean, in theory, you would love for him to, you know, come off the bag, go back, tag the base. For some reason, I don't know if it's from just a mental mistake or something he's seen, you know, 1,000 times on ESPN or SportsCenter. Hey, yo, we're going to go hug it. You know, halfway, and Baez going to give up. Well, Baez got baseball IQ off the charts. He played him and took him all the way back. But if he does tag him before that, you know, before Contreras actually touches home plate, it's not a run. So there was an opportunity for him to tag him. But, yes, he should have just ran back. I wish Frazier wasn't playing in left field with the shift. He probably could have gotten to first base. But it was just one of those plays you just want to kind of blackout and forget for the rest of your life.
Well, and Baez for a second there, Michael, looks like he's forgotten about the concept of if you get forced, then the run is null, because he's standing there signaling safe while standing at the plate, and then seemingly remembers, oh my God, I gotta get to first, and takes off again. So it seemed like there were ten people on the field at that point in time, 10 players on the field, and none of them was quite clear on what should be happening. Like, everybody had a brain fart at the exact same moment somehow.
Well, I mean, you guys have been doing this for a long time. I'm 36 years old. I've never seen anything like that at any level. So, like, it blew my mind. Like, I had to rewatch it. Like, did that, like, what just happened? Like, that was kind of nutty. You know, something you don't see on a baseball field, we probably won't see again on baseball fields in our lifetime. It was just a play that, like, you had a lot of guys just have that mental meltdown, and I think everybody froze. And then Baez, being Baez, you know, figured it out a little bit quicker than everyone else, took off, and got to second base, which was remarkable. So it's just one of those plays, like, you're going to look back on, it's probably going to be, you know, one of those plays, you're like, wow, that happened in 2021. Wow.
Michael, I'm not going to accuse Derek Shelton of being a liar, but when he said that's on me, no, right? I mean, it's admirable for him to stick up for his guy, but for him to try to take the blame for that, I mean, it was a nice try, but no way.
You know, that's what I love about this team, though. You know, Derek said it. Anderson blamed it on all the guys that are on the field, and then I'm sure I didn't get to see Will Craig's interview, if he even did a post game. I think they were trying to protect him, but you know, he would say the same thing. It was on me. And I think that's what you have to do. You know, it can never happen again. You learn from it. You grow from it. Obviously, like, the game was moving really fast for all those guys. The Cubs, you know, are playing really well. We're not playing very well. Every single little minute detail matters right now for the Pirates. So I think it was just so intense and so fast that guys just kind of lost their minds for a minute.
There's a serious quotient to all of this, though, and I want to ask, because we're talking to Michael McHenry, AT&T Sports. Once you leave Bradenton, how much is stuff like that worked on, or is that all crammed into Pirate City, and then once you're over at Leecom Park, I guess, once you're at camp in down in Bradenton, is that stuff worked on ever again throughout the season?
You know, Rob King kind of – we talked about this yesterday off air, and I told him, I was like, honestly, I've never thought about that play in my entire life. You know, being a catcher, I've never thought about a guy running towards me, because I would never let him get anywhere near home plate. Like, it was just never a thought in my mind. You know, it was such a sacred area. That's my home. He's not coming in my home. So, like, that run coming home from third would have been the only thought of my mind. I would have been going bonkers. And that's what kind of blew my mind. I just think it just all moved so fast. But, yeah, these guys are working. Like, I get the feed every day, even when, you know, the COVID protocols were really strict. I get the feed every day, and I watch these guys go out, take extra ground balls, take extra fly balls. They're doing ground balls at multiple positions. Like, Will Craig's taking fly balls in left. He's playing some first. He's taking ground balls at third. These guys are trying to play a little bit of everywhere. They have a bunch of super utility guys that are on a major league roster right now, and it's making it tough for these guys to kind of even know where their placement is sometimes.
Even though Michael McHenry, Pirates broadcaster with us here on the Fan Morning Show, even though a lot of people in the organization, not just outside the organization, felt that this would be a year where they were going to hit some rough spots. How do young guys especially respond to a rough spot like this one? You've lost six in a row. You had the ugly weekend in Atlanta. You're being, to be quite honest, laughed at on like national news stations. The Today Show is showing clips of your flub the day before. How do young guys respond and react, and who has to get them to the point where they're just flushing it all and looking ahead to just that day's game?
I think it's a coin flip moment. It's a moment that's going to define the season, in my opinion. I mean, we knew coming into the season there was going to be a lot of movement. There's going to be a lot of turnover on the roster because there's a lot of young guys on this 40-man roster, and you're not going to just start bringing all these guys up. Also, some of these guys are getting hurt in the minor leagues because they're getting back into kind of the swing of things, playing 142 because they haven't done that in a long time. So there's a lot of moving pieces, but at the end of the day, when I watched And I like Anthony Rizzo. He's a really nice guy. But if I watched him laugh at my teammates, I don't know what I would have done. I mean, I'm a very calm guy, but I was a team-first guy. I mean, I probably would have waterboyed him. I'm not going to lie. I just started screaming and hammered him, and we just would have brawled. So it would have been a terrible play and then a brawl afterwards because that stuff can't happen. That's what brings teams together, or it tears teams apart.
I thought he said he would have waterboarded him. I just said, "Whoa!"
No, water boy.
Okay, my God. No. Either way, wow.
Yeah,
Michael, you're such a mild mannered guy.
I'm just a rough guy. You just don't know.
Well, like when that guy thought you were Welker and wanted to fight you.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, I mean, well, of all places, I'm on my honeymoon. Like, I think I'm Wes Welker. Like, hey, listen, all inclusive. I don't have an ID, and you don't need to argue with me. His wife's like, hey, honey, I don't think it's Wes. Like, let's go. I'm like, what were you going to do, fight Wes Welker? Like, if you really think I'm Wes Welker, I'm an NFL wide receiver. Come on. Like, really? That was a weird moment in my life.
Back to the play in Rizzo. What do you think this does for Will Craig, though? I mean, he's been DFA'd once. He's a guy who fought his way back. Do you think he walks in the clubhouse today, and is he on thin ice?
I don't think so. I think they kind of have a short-term memory over there. You know, they kind of knew there was going to be a lot of bumps and bruises. It's really how he responds. You know, don't press. Don't try to do more. You can't make up for a mistake. You know, you learn from that mistake, and you move on, and you own it. And if he does that, I think he'll get the respect of not only – probably his city, but definitely his teammates. And I think that's the biggest thing you want to see moving forward because that's a growth opportunity for him as a person and as a player.
Obligatory Mitch Keller question before we let you run. What do we expect out of him tonight? Because it seems to be, according to the every other start rule that we have for him, that tonight should be a good one, right?
I have no idea, honestly. I wish I could give you some analysts. I broke that guy down, I mean, like a chemist. It's something he's going to have to identify in his own way. Who am I? Who do I want to be? And how do I want to leave my mark on this game? If he can answer those three questions, I think he'll take off or he'll fail. And I think one of the two things needs to happen. You know, he needs to fail and then kind of restart himself, maybe get sent down to AAA so he gets pissed off, comes back an animal, because he's got stuff that you just want to see play the way it should play. I want to see him throw 98 the entire five or six innings. I don't want to see 92, 94, 98. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's not mechanical as much as it was last year and years prior. I mean, 19, in my opinion, was when he threw his best ball in the big leagues, even though the numbers don't say that. But, like, the stuff's not as sharp. Like, and I don't think it has to do with anything more than intent and understanding what his stuff can do, should do, and where he needs to try to miss. That's all I can give you. I hope it's a great start, and I hope it somehow lights that fire in him.
Michael McHenry, AT&T Sports. Michael, we appreciate it. We thank you, and we'll talk again next week.
I appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
Absolutely the best. You know, I was looking at this play again as we were talking to Michael. I would have paid money for A.J. Burnett to be the pitcher during this, because there would have been a homicide.
Somebody would have been murdered.
Either his teammate, the Cubs bench, or maybe both. He may have fought both a teammate and then the Cubs bench for laughing.
He was friends with Clint Barmus and nearly fought him after a bad shift was called.
Right.
Imagine what he would have done to,
like,
Will Craig yesterday.
Getaway day, sort of nothing game in San Diego. He wanted to fight everybody.
He would have picked Will Craig up, thrown him over his shoulder, and walked him out and tossed him in the river.
Oh, and you know the best and worst part of this, it's never going to go away. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just going away.
This is
because of the internet and everything else.
I posted the video on Instagram yesterday, and somebody responded, "This may be my new favorite Pirates moment, replacing the Lloyd McClendon stealing first base moment." Remember, that was for a long time when they were in the doldrums. That was the moment.
Yes.
Oh, look, it's the Pirates. Their manager's so mad he's walking off with first base. This is the new, that's the Pirates moment.
If they have any humor, the pierogies reenact this tonight. I'm serious. If you can laugh at yourself, the pierogies do
embrace
this.
Embrace the suck.
Yes,
as
and then
they
Will
say.
Craig just comes out with his baseball bat and starts just.
Oliver's running back toward home plate.
Right.
Penny's chasing him with a purse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.